Hi friends, this is Kathleen Maxwell Ramby with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. I'm so glad that you've joined me for today's podcast. For more news, information about my soon-to-be-released book, published newspaper articles, or to contact me, visit my website at www.kathleenmaxwellramby.com. We now have listeners from 26 countries that enjoy this podcast, and I'm so grateful. I don't charge for the podcast and appreciate those that give to make it possible for you to listen to. Special gifts this month came from Mary Cobblesh, Michelle Smith, Carrie Thompson, and our monthly donors are Mary Nichelstein, Kyle Melissa Johnson, Deanna Caraway, Laura Jane Elder, and Tammy Brown. If you want to give, simply click the button that says Become a Patron or Patronage at the top of your podcast. And don't forget to hit the follow button and you'll be the first to know when new episodes are released. And always remember, don't just listen, partner with God and practice what we talk about. See you later. Well, hello to all of you. This is Kathleen, and I just want to welcome you from all over the world. Those of you that are listening to the podcast from, over in Malaysia, Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, all over the world. I just want to give a big shout out and say welcome to The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. I want to talk today about trusting God in the desert and just talk about the importance of trusting God. And I think, you know, it's something that is written on the currency in America, in our dollar bills. It says, "In God we trust." And I have to wonder if our forefathers way back then weren't inspired by God to put that on our currency, because God knew how important it was for us to trust Him in everyday life. And there is so much right now that is going on in the world and in the United States with the pandemic, political climate, change, all of this. There's so much. And really, the only one we can ever really trust is God. People will let us down. Friends will let us down. Churches will let us down. The economy, the medical field, all of those things cannot be things that we really put our trust in. It needs to be in God. So I want to encourage you today that oftentimes I've seen in my own life, God works in ways that I can't always see. And I want to start by reading a little story to you. And this happened, this is one of my newspaper articles that was written several years ago, but it just seemed so apropos to read this today. So grab you a cup of coffee or hot tea and sit back and just listen to the story and some other things that I want to interject in the story. Sitting on the front of the Suburban in a quail hunting seat and driving across West Texas in an Alpine, I had different thoughts that were running through my head. I was eager to jump off the seat and run chase quail. I love the sport of quail hunting, and they are also great to eat. I was also thankful that I had the opportunity to hunt with my son and granddaughter, Collins, and my stepson, Barrett, and his wife, Amy. The sun was shining bright, and the wind was cold and blowing vigorously, leaving a layer of dust over everything. The dust made it hard to breathe, and the desert would not be an easy place to live. I was thankful I had been born in this century. I don't think I would have done very good coming across this desert in a covered wagon. As I rode, I began to thank God for the blessings I saw in my life and prayed for several difficult situations that were weighing on my heart that day. I also prayed for people I knew were struggling, giving thanks to the Lord for just all He had done in my life. It's always a great place for me to start my day. And I began to thank God for the many, many blessings I had. About that time, a covey of quail ran right out in front of us, and I bolted off the seat to go after them. Although I went as fast as I could up the rocky hill and fired several shots, the quail were fast, and they won that round. I walked back to the Suburban and continued to talk to God. and a strong gust of wind blew, with dust going all around and the tall grass bending around me. The force of the gust laid the grass down. I could not see the wind, but I could see evidence and I could feel it. I felt God speak to me in that moment, saying, "Kathleen, I am working in ways that you cannot see. Trust me." I stood still in my tracks. It was almost like a holy moment. Trust me. I stood still, took a deep breath, and let the words sink into my heart. I could feel God's presence surround me and His peace in the middle of the desert. Although the things I was praying for would not be considered crisis level, nor do I feel like I'm currently in a desert in my life, but this was a precious moment and I wanted to savor it. I wanted to hear more of what God had to say. Isaiah 43 verse 18 states, "See, I'm doing a new thing. It springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland." I am sure Mary, the mother of Jesus, had to wonder about having a baby in the stable. I'm not sure any woman would want to give birth in that kind of atmosphere, but Mary trusted God. It was a tough desert place for her, but the Savior was born. God was working in ways she could not see. And God was weaving a beautiful story that would forever change our lives and many others' lives because one woman simply trusted God. Oftentimes we can miss what God is doing and think He does not care and is not with us when in fact He is very busy working on our behalf. We must trust God's great love for us and trust that He is working even when we cannot see it or feel it. I frequently ask God to open my eyes to see things from His perspective and to reveal truth to me. All of us need God's help, perspective, and truth, and we should always be teachable and seek Him. Psalm 63 says, "O God, you are my God. Earnestly I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where no water is." My question to you is, are you seeking God in your personal wilderness or hard place, or in your everyday life? Finances, difficulty with a teenager or a loved one, conflict at work, tension at home, sickness, political unrest, all of these things can become places where we can dwell and drink from the pools of water when we trust God. It says in Psalms 107, "He turned the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into flowing spring." This is a powerful promise that we can all hang on to. At the end of my day quail hunting, I was tired, covered in dust, but my heart was full. I enjoyed teaching my 5-year-old granddaughter how to open gates at the ranch, showing her javelina and antelope, teaching her the names of the surrounding mountains, and how to quail hunt. Even though this was not the best hunt I've ever had, and I only got a few birds, I found adventure in this parched land and enjoyed the time with my husband and family. As our time in Alpine continued, I saw evidence that God was working in areas I had been praying about, just like the evidence of the wind blowing. Walking with Him in the desert is the best way to travel. What is your desert right now? What areas of your life do you need to trust God in to make a stream in your desert? I challenge you to pour out your heart to Him, seek Him, and let God lead you through your wilderness. Keep trusting that God loves you dearly and is working in ways you may not be able to see. Well, that concludes the article and the story, and I hope it gives you a picture of the point I'm trying to convey today. I also want to talk about a few other scriptures that are dear to me about trusting God. One of my favorites is Proverbs 3, and you've probably heard it before. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path." What I love about that passage is it doesn't say, trust God with some of your heart, part of your heart, a little of your heart. It says, all of your heart. There are just things in life we're not going to understand. And sometimes we just have to lay that down at the feet of Jesus and say, God, I don't understand what you're doing, but I trust you. And there's something about declaring our trust in God. I know for me, in just numerous situations I've been through with the loss of my late husband and my mom and dad and just many other things, I have had to just literally say those words, God, I trust you. I trust you in what you're doing. And you know, Colossians 1:7 is another passage that's dear to me, and it says, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. You know, I wish I would have read that passage when I was in, you know, a young girl, or even a woman in my 20s. I'm now in my 60s, but I wish I would have read that and really depended on God in a greater way, because it says, in Him all things hold together. What a powerful promise for us in our lives, in our nation, with the pandemic, all of these things. And, you know, David said in Psalms 56, 3 through 4, when I am afraid, I will trust in you. Another powerful passage about trust. So, my friend, wherever you are and whatever you're dealing with, I just want to encourage you to declare your trust for God afresh and anew today. I know here in America, we've just had a huge switch. We have a new president, and there are people that are happy about it, and there are people that are very upset and mad about it. And there's been a lot of controversy, a lot of discord in our nation, which makes me sad. I've seen this whole situation pit Christian against Christian, and it makes me sad because I really feel like it's a time that God wants to draw His people closer. And we have to remember, for those of us that are Christians, that our real mission on this earth, which is not our home, is to show others who Jesus really is. And I feel like just even the political unrest, the arguments about vaccine, the arguments about COVID, mask, all of this stuff are just a tactic to derail Christians from what our real purpose is. And that's to lift the name of Jesus high, to show those around us the love and the grace that He has, and show them how we can trust God even when life seems, you know, uncertain. And I want to share a passage too, just along those lines, to encourage those of you that may be struggling either way in the political climate here in the U.S. This is from Daniel 2 and verse 21. It says, He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and disposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. So, you know, that is a passage that can comfort our hearts as we trust God and walk into just a new leader in our nation. We can be at rest with that. And I just pray for each one of you just that God would protect you, would give you wisdom, that would give you discernment, but most of all, that you would learn to trust Him in such a level that you would not be derailed from what our real mission is on earth as Christians, and that's to show others the love of Christ, to pray with the sick, to walk in peace and trust, even when we don't understand. You know, I had an interesting thing happen to me just yesterday that really did challenge my trust in God. I have some issues with my knee, and I'm trying to go as long as I can without getting a knee replacement. And I'd gone to the doctor to get a shot that I have gotten numerous times in my knee. to just, you know, help me be able to walk and exercise and do the things I want to do. And after I got my shot, I jumped in the car and was headed to Uvalde, Texas, where we have a home there to meet my husband. And I got about 30 minutes down the road, which I was in a pretty remote area, and I noticed that my ears were just beet red and were hot, and then I noticed whelps on my hands, and I finally pulled over to the side of the road and pulled up the sleeves of my shirt, and my arms were bright red, my stomach was red, and I felt pretty sure I was having an allergic reaction. You know, and it could have been a time to panic, but I declared my trust in God. And I also have been on the phone with my daughter and had her praying for me. And I called the doctor's office and they said, yep, that sounds like an allergic reaction. And the doctor immediately called me something in. Now, I still had about an hour to go, and there were no towns with hospitals in them on my route. And I had to trust God to get me there and called a few friends to be praying. And there was still a peace. I just felt such a peace that God was with me in that. And by the time I arrived at our home in Uvalde, my husband had picked up the medicine, met me at the house. But by the time I got here, I was covered. My head was itching. My arms were bright red. My stomach was bright red, all the way down my legs and even my feet. And so I was definitely having a severe allergic reaction, and even at times felt my throat close a little bit. I did have an EpiPen in the car because I've got some other allergies, and that's why I kept driving, because there was really no place to stop for medical help on that. Folks, things like that can happen. And where is your trust going to lie? Panicking would have done me no good, but there was something deep in my heart that I knew I could trust God. I knew I could trust Him in this situation with my life. And I'm so grateful for those that prayed with me. And let me encourage you, declare your trust in God in whatever situation you're in, whether it's financial, whether it's illness, whether it's conflict with a friend or conflict in your family. Let's walk in love. Let's trust God and be a shining light, an example of who He really is. Let's pray. Father, I thank You so much for who You are, for Your great love, for Your peace, and for the joy of walking with You. And I thank You that we can trust You in the desert and open our eyes to see evidence that You're working in ways we cannot see in our lives. Father, let us be a people that daily declare, "In God we trust," and let us show others who You really are. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll tune in next week.